Hello everyone, and welcome to our 2018 Odaiba Day special. Yay! So, this time I thought I'd bring on my wonderful, lovely flatmate Brady, who has been on when we covered the commentary for our war game and the counterattack of Diaboromon. But when I say our war game, I mean the Digimon movie in English. So I thought we'd do sort of like another commentary for two episodes. And the episodes I've chosen are ones that I believe there's sort of some explanation of what Odaiba Day is. So the first episode is episode 21 of Adventure, where Tai goes back in time and he sees that it's still the day that they left, August 1st. So that's Odaiba Day. And then the second episode is episode 17 of 02, which is when we actually get the name called Odaiba Memorial, which is what the fans call the holiday. Well, it's an unofficial holiday. And the makers of Digimon have more or less also adapted August 1st as sort of like a day of celebration. We have the yearly Digimon Fest, or this year Digimon Thanksgiving, which is usually the weekend before Odaiba Day. So yeah. Brady, have you heard about Odaiba Day before?
No. Nope, that's it.
So Odaiba Day is, as I said, the day when they were first transported to the digital world, and Odaiba being where all the kids are from. And I'm going to make you go there in Japan.
All
right. That's where the giant Gundam is.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. And there's a Ferris wheel, and there's ice skating.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Yeah, and a big bridge.
Oh, yes.
Gundam, so,
Digimon, yeah.
It is Gundam and Digimon. That is Japan. So, before we watch our first episode, which is episode 21 of Adventure, do you have anything to say beforehand?
No.
No?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then, as per our previous commentary episodes, we'll be doing the whole 3-2-1 start, and then you start on start. So, 3, and this is obviously starting episode 21 of Digimon Adventure. 3-2-1 start. It's giving you a previously on.
I remember this from when I was a kid.
You did?
I mean, I'm still a kid now. It's Elvismon.
Edamon, yeah. He had an Edamon voice. So, yes. Do you more or less know where are they? What's happening?
Yeah, I've seen sliders.
So that was the first time that Tai evolves to Greymon. No, to Metal Greymon from Greymon.
Metal War Greymon.
Metal War Greymon. Skull. What was the one that you? Skull War Greymon.
Skull Metal War Greymon.
I like the lyrics to this song.
This is the Cheese TV staple.
Yeah, it is the cheesy
thing. This is how, if I think of this show, this is what I remember it.
That was that's a lot of what I remember of Cheese TV is watching Digimon. Maybe you'll see some Digimon that you recognize from the pendulum. Also, the animator of this episode also did the second part of the Digimon movie, which is the one where they're fighting on the internet. The interesting thing is actually all of these buildings are real buildings that you can see in Odaiba.
That makes sense.
A reasonable reaction. That's what all soccer balls look like.
That's, maybe in Japan, I don't know, I haven't been there. I've got a Ferris wheel just like real life.
Just like real life. And the big building with the big ball is the Fuji building.
Why is his head so big? I don't remember his head being so big.
What, Ty?
Yeah.
That's all their designs. His
head's really big. Are you sure this wasn't redrawn to have his head twice as big as normal?
Well, it is a different animator as normal. But his head is that big. All of their heads are, like, as big as their torsos.
Oh, actually, I do remember this from the movie, I think.
Well, you do see the outside of the building in the movie.
There was a giant orange Grey man.
No, that was actually in a different house, though. A different apartment building, yeah. That was in Hikarigaoka. You can also go there.
Oh, boy.
I like how the nameplate is left in, except remember that part in the movie where they changed one of the nameplates to be a love letter?
Just walk in and it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
So how long was he not on Earth?
He probably thinks it's been like months. That's us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, what? There's a whole watermelon in the fridge.
Yeah, because it's summer. August 1st.
Oh, this is filler, is it? Is this filler?
No, it's not filler.
Is this... And they just go back at the end? Like, they just...
It's not filler.
Right. It is, isn't it?
No.
It is.
It wasn't on that filler list. Actually, this episode is considered the best episode in the first season of Digimon by the fandom.
The fandom.
I don't necessarily agree. The best episode for me is the one that the escape room's based off. All of this is silence in the original. I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, it's in English. I just noticed. I didn't really... I didn't notice that it's been in English.
You didn't notice you've been able to understand it?
Not really. In the movie, didn't she have a Digimon? Isn't this the same place?
Yeah, same place and same girl. She doesn't have a Digimon at the moment.
But she had one just before? Where?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not this.
Did that after?
Yeah, that happened after.
Right.
But she remembers him from the prequel.
Right.
Remember the first part? She was actually meant to go on the same camp.
That's a bit
of that's logic.
What?
Ty is silly.
It's a kid's show, and I feel like the writers at this part maybe had a subtext of, and don't worry about that sort of stuff. It's like Austin Powers. Don't worry about all that backwards and forwards business.
Yeah. Actually, it's an error in the dub. Because the dub... Okay, so the prequel, the first part of the movie was released in English after this series, right? But in the original, it was released, like, before the first episode of this season.
Right.
So the dub writers don't actually take into account how Kari knows him. So okay. They just say, oh, she's been to Digiworld before.
Okay.
But in the original, she's like, oh, from a long time ago, she just remembers him. She remembers something like it. But yeah, so
Kari... I feel like every time you talk about Digimon, it reminds me of seeing the red shirt guy from BlizzCon. No. It's a couple of years old now. I hope someone will get that reference, but the red shirt guy... who corrects the creators on something, and they name an NPC after him. They create an NPC that's just beautiful. For him because he corrected them on something. That's how I feel every sentence.
Okay. But yeah, so Kari was meant to go to the camp with them.
Right.
But she's got this plot sickness.
Plot sickness, right.
Yeah, it's a sickness that...
I've had that.
It's illness that only comes relevant whenever the plot needs her to be unwell.
Okay. Oh, they made omu rice.
Yeah, omu rice.
I know
what
this is. Yeah.
My goal when I went to Japan last time was to have omu rice.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically it's just an easy dish that they can cook.
Yeah. It looks hard though.
Well, yeah, the rice is inside the egg.
So I know where the rice is. There's only one place it could be. It's in the rice.
It's really.
I mean, in the egg.
It's really nice, but it's interesting with tomato sauce to be with rice.
Of course, that's where the rice is.
Yeah.
The rice, it's under the plate. It's a mystery dish.
No, Jay thought the egg was just on top.
Oh, yeah, no. No, it's wrapped in there. Like a burrito.
Mm.
That's the anime face that I associate with stomach pain. He's pooping. Okay, there, now I know. Yeah, okay, that's the one.
I'm pretty sure you get to see the poo in the original. I'm also pretty sure in the original she's talking about how she used to wet the bed and Taichi said it was him because she was really embarrassed about it.
Oh. I walked over to my sister's bed and pissed in there. It's dead. And that was the better alternative. I pissed on my sister. Oh, okay, well, at least she didn't.
Yeah.
And this is the season. I remember the TV show from Cheese TV, which I guess, I don't know, some people might not know. It's in a young Australian, early Australian TV
show. Where basically all the anime of that sort of era aired.
Yeah, they'd have like three episodes. It's from 7 a.m. in the morning before you get ready for school, like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Digimon, and then like We Are the Winx or something like that, whatever that was called.
Yeah, it was hosted by little 6-year-old mate thought like the coolest guys ever.
Yeah, but they were only like 16.
Yeah, they're like 16.
Yeah. Who hosted that show?
Yeah. But yeah, so he's just seeing all these Digimon on the TV that Kari can't see.
But I remember watching the guy with the black rings.
That's in the second season.
He has black rings and he's evil.
Yeah.
And I remember him, because he loses his curiosity or something.
That's actually... This is another thing that's weird between the original and this, and the English version. This is the episode where he's lost his curiosity.
Right.
So that's why he looks all dead.
And that's the backdrop as well. That's like he's in space.
So in the original, it's just like, Ty, everything is fine. But obviously he can't understand what he's saying, because it's all distorted. But he's not actually saying, don't come back, it's an emergency, don't come back. He's actually saying, oh, Ty, everything is fine. And it's, like, really weird.
Hmm.
Also, his dub voice is Kyle's mum from South Park.
Oh, really? Huh. Red shirt guy.
I am. Man, Ty looks really weird from that angle.
Yeah, his head's really big.
Yeah.
And that later on, that actually became a weapon, the Digivice grenade, that we also finally remember.
Look, in one season, it was just like the main character just punched Digimon, and that was how he got his Digimon to evolve.
Nice. It's foreshadowing with the watermelon in the fridge.
Summer, it's a summer thing.
It was in the fridge. Now it's not in the fridge. I saw it before. I knew it was going to come back. I've seen this. I know anime, so I've seen this. He's using his ears as hands.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes. I'm glad you like food, because you are essentially apparently a stomach and an asshole.
Also, what a lot of people like, including myself, like about this episode, is that it kind of highlights Kari's weird sort of, like, clinginess to her brother. Like, she's like, you're always staying here, right? You're not allowed to leave.
That's normal in anime, I think. Remember, have you seen Sword Art Online?
No.
I saw that when it came out. That was weird. It was so weird, actually. It was like a brother-sister relationship, but they met in their virtual world, and they're like, oh, they don't know their brother and sister. And you're like, oh, they don't know their brother and sister. This is awkward. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong.
I like his socks attached to his shoes, because his shoes are just not... Oh, no, he's not wearing shoes at the moment, is he?
Why is his head so socks? Big? Why are his socks so big? What are his feet? He's got 2 inches of skin but underneath.
Look how big his feet are.
Looks like a kangaroo. I feel like he had shoes on and they just coloured them white.
He must have taken them off. But it does look like they've just coloured in the shoes.
American kids can't see shoes. It defends them.
Digibud.
Oh, no, that's a Ferris wheel. Why did he say satellite dish?
I think he's talking about their satellite.
That's definitely a Ferris wheel. Techno junk. So this is how far into season one?
21 episodes.
So you should have a little bit more respect for the Jurassic World.
That's the Digimon you like to call it Red Agumon.
Red Agumon. And behind him, oh no, it's Chris Pratt. He's controlling him. Stop. This promo material for Jurassic World is getting out of hand.
Okay,
Red Agumon was developed during the writer's strike when they went, ah, screw it, let's just get a dinosaur and make him red. Or South Park Gin Pokemon, go shoo.
Go shoo. I mean, Tyrannomon was sort of like one of the first they ever designed.
No one designed that. He took it out of a
book. Look, it's Drumagimon! I love Drumagimon.
That's a purple narwhal. Which is a real animal. A lot of people don't know that's a real animal.
I know, it was the best day of my life when I realised that. I have a lot of feelings of Drumagimon.
Where's he going? Oh, he's gone. Peace.
Nobody can see them in the original version.
What's he saying then? Is he just reporting on the news?
He's just saying, there's some weird, like, natural disasters happening. There's some earthquakes going on.
That's normal for Japan, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Despite all my rage,
just a Digimon in a cage.
That was really weirdly out of the vocabulary for, I don't know. This is filler.
It's not filler.
This is absolutely... I've seen anime. This nothing has happened. What? Why is he just one colour?
They're all just one colour. Their main colour.
Oh, it's intentional, is it?
Yeah, I think it's to show that they're not actually there.
Right. Oh! He's definitely there, though. Does Coromon have any abilities? Oh, bubbles.
Yeah.
Alright.
And bouncing off walls.
Throw it at him. Now, I have been studying Digimon. I have played with the digital pets. So, as we know, Coromon is a vaccine type, super weak to Ogamon, who happens to be Dada. So you gotta watch.
I'm pretty sure the babies don't have types.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. No, they do. You haven't. You don't. It's canon now. So
okay, it's canon. Brady canon.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm always. It's the digi. I'm excited. I didn't see that coming, I have to admit. I was surprised.
Yeah, imagine if you did talk to something different just for this episode.
Dude, the three-headed one that's like back-to-back. Ogu.
No, that was just three Ogumon in Cross Wars. Bye, Ogumon.
What? I know they probably can't do much with the dinosaur, but the Coromon is so energetic and bouncy, and then I feel like Agumon's really spaced out. Like, he's just really docile, and he doesn't have a lot of face movement because he's a dinosaur.
Yeah. I think it's because he's a baby.
What?
Because he's a baby.
Right. God, man. He's got his socks back on with his deformed shins.
His big head.
It is a weird... It's a weird... I guess if they thinned out the whole leg, it'd look weird. I have to sort of balance the...
This whole episode in the digital world was 3 months.
Oh, so 3 months have passed. Mm. Makes sense. The old trope. The old Narnia trope.
Yeah.
Exposition, cool.
Yeah, see, that's why it's not really filler.
Biggest literary sentence. Little did he know.
Little did he know.
I don't know. Ogumon's English voice, I haven't heard the Japanese one, but the English one's really arrogant.
And I love his Japanese voice. It's so good.
What is this?
This is an ad for something else.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like something that never came to Australia. Anyway,
is it Japanese?
I don't know. What were your thoughts on that?
I want to watch this. What is this? Look, monkey robots. Why are we not watching this? This looks way better. What's it called?
Go Super Robot. That does sound familiar.
Go Super Robot Magic Monkeys?
Apparently. Anyway, what do you think besides on the Go Super Magic Monkey?
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen a lot of early Digimon. We watched the movies and I remember it as a kid, but I didn't feel like a lot happened there.
Like, yeah, you're right. 20
minutes, like...
More or less that episode, I guess I can see what you mean when you say it's filler, but...
Because he left and, like, this exactly what I... said would happen is that...
But you find out that she's got a digivice. That's, like, the only, like...
But she didn't tell him about it?
She didn't know.
Where is it? What did we say?
Sitting on the table, apparently.
Oh, was it sitting on... Is that what we just saw?
Yeah, that she has her own digivice.
Well, you know, the digivice chooses...
The digidestined. And another interesting thing is, in the first arc of the first season, they're brought to a mansion by, like, the bad guy. And they all have beds in one room. There are 7 children and 8 beds.
Right.
It's such a cool thing that I didn't notice until, like, watching it a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because she was meant to be there, but she was sick, didn't go to camp.
I would probably say it's more likely to be 8 beds because it's a symmetrical design. Like, and that's just how they drew it.
There's also that argument, but also you find out later on that everyone who's witnessed the fight in the prequel became chosen.
Yeah, I don't reckon it was... Oh, it's only 20 episodes in, right?
21.
Ah, screw it, anything could happen. Yeah, sure, that's early enough for them to have...
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that seems fine.
But also, remember, in the original version, the prequel came before, so Kari was already a character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts? Do you like it?
No, I wouldn't say I liked it.
Coromon's cute, though.
Yeah, he's great, but nothing happened. Like, I know it's like it's an old anime now, right? 90s?
The first episode came out, like, in late 1999.
Late 1999.
Yeah.
Right. So considering what, you know, other media they had to compete against, The Matrix, The Sixth Sense, they didn't do very well with you know.
But Cormon really likes watermelon. That's my favourite part of the episode.
He sure does.
Sure does.
You get yellow watermelon now. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. No. We should do that. I like watermelon. But yeah, no other thoughts?
Nah, not really. It was uneventful, I think.
Are you ready for our second episode?
Yeah. Yep. The kids learn how to work on an oil rig.
No, that's the last time on.
Oh, right.
So, again, we will be counting in. So, 3, 2, 1, then start. So, 3, 2, 1, start. Episode 17, as I mentioned.
What? We made him face his phobia.
Yeah. So this is the second season, set in 2002. So the original kids are 3 years older.
I remember this guy.
Two of the main characters, TK and Kari. So that's the girl from the last episode.
She has the cactus.
No, Mimi has the cactus.
What?
She has the cat. She's the main cat, the one that we just saw.
That was definitely Wobbuffet that I just saw from Pokemon.
I'm not sure which one you were talking about.
The blue one.
The Veemon.
It's pronounced Wobbuffet, okay. Interesting pronunciation. Oh, so, what is that?
That's Pegasusmon, can't you tell?
What?
But see, they're all grown up.
Sort of.
That's one with the cactus with the pink hair.
Oh, he's the black ring guy.
Yeah.
Is it the same guy? What season is this?
Season 2.
Right. What happened to the guy with the goggles?
He was in the opening. He's old now. He's in high school. So he shows up sometimes.
That is old for Japan.
Yeah. So this is about TK, Kari, and three new kids.
Right. Oh, we're back in
Odaiba.
Questionable architectural choices.
Yeah. So in this season, they're able to go back and forth between the worlds.
And Elvis Mon.
Edamon is not in the season.
It's fine.
That's the music that plays whenever they go between worlds.
Wobbuffet.
That's not Wobbuffet.
That's definitely him.
Wow, the voice acting's amazing.
I don't know, I just feel like if I was one of these kids and my Digimon sounded like that, I'd dropkick him. The Digimon Emperor.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Means Digimon Kaiser in Japanese.
Kaiser?
Yeah, he's called the Digimon Kaiser.
The Kaiser?
Yeah, he's called the Digimon Kaiser. What?
1,000-year-old Digimon Kaiser.
Miyako's my favorite. That's Yoli / Miyako. She has different names.
Yeah, I like her beret.
She's a computer programmer.
What? Huh. Which one's my oldest one?
Oh, he's the vampire that they fight.
I don't remember.
But actually,
looking it's, up on my phone.
What he just said was wrong. The day they defeat Minusmon is actually the 3rd of August.
How do you spell that?
Just write in Vandamon, because that's his original name. Mon. M-O-N.
Vandamon.
Yeah, so what they're actually celebrating is going to the Diddlelot for the first time.
I have to say, I'm not fond of the animation.
Okay, that's Ty. Yeah, that's what Vandamon looks like.
Yeah, I like Vandamon. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I Are you just looking at pictures of Vandermon?
Yeah, well... But they didn't even talk about them. What do you mean they sound like your math teachers? Wow. His voice sounds familiar.
He's also the same voice as Mimi, who's the one with the cactus.
And that's Angemon. That turns into Angemon?
No. Angel the cat woman? Turns into the angel. Mm. The plant turns into the cactus.
Hmm. The plant turn... What? No, what does the cactus turn into?
A flower girl.
Oh, I've seen that.
A fairy, yeah.
Yeah, right. No, I've seen that, yeah. That guy's whole life is broken down now. I hate him. What? Yeah. I don't like him.
That's Cody.
And if you squint in this scene, you can see just behind them Willis. You can see him. Does everybody remember Willis? Oh, I remember that guy.
They actually do mention him at the start. Or the start of the season once.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, because the movie was just about to come out. It's me when
what
I
What was
clean.
The name of his Digimon?
Which Monia? Yeah, two.
The one that started dancing at the end
and
it died?
Oh, Longmon. It was Chocmon.
Chocmon?
Because that was his in-training stage that he knew.
Right.
No, Chocomon.
We almost died.
They did. He was held at gunpoint by one of them.
By a Digimon?
Yeah.
Why does the Digimon have a gun?
Because he did, and he wanted to play with him. They edited it out in the dub.
Oh, really? Was he holding a... I've seen the Digimon that's a gun. Was he holding one of the Digimon?
No, it was Pinocchiomon or Puppetmon, who's a puppet.
No. Was he brandishing the other Digimon as a weapon?
No, he was holding a pistol. Or maybe a revolver. It was a gun. That's what this escape room is based on, the episode where he was held at gunpoint.
I'd rather someone were holding a gun to your face than do these dishes again. What was his name?
Puppetmon. Yep, that's
Puppetmon. He's genuinely holding a revolver in his hand.
Yeah, and he shoots at him with it.
And this is a dum-dum bullet.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yep. He tries to shoot an 8-year-old with it.
What's your special Digimon power? I have a handgun with dum-dum bullets used to kill elephants.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was an episode. They made him, because he was reloading his gun, in the dub, they zoomed in, and they just said, oh, I've got poison oak. I'm mad out of poison oak. I'm scratchy.
Huh.
So he's scratching himself when he's reloading the gun.
Schizophrenia.
I like how they have a poster that says Yamato, which is Matt's original name.
What? Did he just say that he was going to go to the Arctic?
Yeah. That's not the same in the original. I just want to point that out.
The buffalo's mating in the original?
No, it was just like Mind Ever Matter tapes.
Oh. And they just made everyone a bad cook in the dub. I like that. Because that's my favourite part from the movie, is the woman who makes, like, what does she make? She makes tea or something?
Jerky shakes.
Yeah, but she makes, oolong tea?
Yeah.
And they're like, who wants beef jerky shakes? It's like, why did you do that? What a weird choice.
Sorry for this guy.
Yeah, me too. Because he's wearing a bandana. Why you are? Wow.
Pretty creepy.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I like the one with the big lips.
Wow.
Oh, Mimi.
Oh, this is the one with the cactus.
Yep.
Nice. Wow.
Oh, Miyako.
Wow. I wish she could have crushed the building my dentist had his livelihood in. That would have been way better. So no one can see the Digimon, is that the idea?
No. Everyone can see the Digimon.
They can see it.
Everyone can see the Digimon.
So that's his pet gerbil? His pet giant gerbil?
They're just like plush toys. So they're remembering the time in season one where there were these Digimon who were bad guys, but they just wanted a party, and they became friends. But then Myotismon killed them
with a handgun.
No, he made a bunch of bats, and the bats ate them.
Huh.
In the dub, he sent them to the prison in the digital world.
Prison.
Yep.
Hmm. Killed them, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Or they're on a digital farm.
No, in the dub.
They're on a farm? They're on the digital farm. Okay, we're good.
So Ty gave his goggles that he had on to Davis, who's the kid with the goggles in this season.
Protagonist goggles?
Yep. It's kind of a thing. Also heard Digivice changed.
They do that, they evolve.
Yeah, because she became a main character in this season as well.
Say digital one more time. What's the Japanese word for digital?
Digitaru.
Thanks for that. Thanks. Always reminds me of the original Willy Wonka movie. It's when they Wonka vision and they get shrunk down into the... Oh, it smells like she's cooking garbage cookies. It's like 15 minutes in, nothing has happened.
Yeah. That's 02 for you. I like his shirt that says triangle.
Hmm.
thing is that her family knows.
Oh, really? They're digital champions?
Yeah.
All
of the parents of the original kids know about Digimon.
Well, they probably don't want them to be in danger.
Mm. Yeah, they don't want to think that there's anything going on, but it's still weird.
Mind, here comes the danger.
I'm going to take you to that building.
Alright, yeah, I'm looking for... It's really badly designed.
Mm-hmm. They use the big ball as a soccer ball in Season 1. When they're doing the final fight.
Yeah, it's a really ugly building. And I've seen some ugly buildings in my time. I want to see the Capsule Tower as well in Japan. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
They built a tower that sort of had capsules that you could move around, apparently.
That's cool.
They wanted people to live there, or it was a hotel. And it's condemned now, but people still live in there, so...
So Gatomon's being called by this mysterious being.
It's the dolphin. It's the... What's it called?
No, it's not dolphin.
Seadramon.
No, it's not Seadramon.
It is. Definitely Seadramon. It's like, who's that Digimon? It's Seadramon. Oh, okay. But nothing happened.
They're
just saving her from what?
They're just evolving to their child forms, because we have to pad out the episode by having evolutions that mean nothing.
Means nothing to you. I haven't seen these before. I'm excited. Oh, man. They get smarter, too, when they digivolve.
Yeah, they grow up. This is their child forms.
Right.
But she's adult, so she's more mature.
Wait, that's her adult form?
Yep.
Why is it so small?
It just is.
Right.
Her child form's a dog.
Why?
She turns into an angel.
Okay.
Who turns into a dragon.
Huh. Oh, I know Wizardmon.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like her best friend. He died.
They know him, right?
The original kids do. He kind of jumped in front of her when she was about, when Kari was about to die.
Carbohydrates. I don't know what these. Why is she mean?
That's Ken's the name of the Digimon Emperor.
Oh. Oh, okay. The Kaiser.
Who she has a crush on.
Das Kaiser. Ken. Oh, my heart's breaking.
The same way he dies is really sad.
Well, he's back now. He's fine.
No, it's a ghost. He's
no,
dead
no,
forever.
He's completely fine. That's sad. Jump through the window, then you'll be with him forever.
And that was actually where he died. He died, on that balcony.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Wow. I think I remember this, actually. How come it's not even in an evolved form?
It can't evolve. It's his highest level he can get to.
Who's his, is he just like a free Digimon, is that...?
You mean his type or who he evolves into?
Well, who's his master or owner or whatever?
He just, oh, no, he doesn't have...
He's a free Digimon.
He was working for Myotismon, but only because Tailmon was... Gardomon was working for Myotismon.
Okay.
Because Kari didn't go to summer camp, Tailmon was left without a partner. So she kind of, like... She got, like, abused by Myotismon. Like, she has these scars, like, where her... She wears gloves, but under the gloves she has scars.
Oh, I thought the gloves were just part of the costume.
They're part of her... It's weird. They're part of her Digimon, but she can take them off.
Right.
And she's got these scars that she, when, and she was constantly, like, whipped by Myotismon when she was the child form.
Okay.
And she evolved to adult form, and that's why she's able to stay in adult form, because she endured so much hardship.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Right. No, that... Okay, yeah, whatever.
And then she becomes an angel after she watches Wizamon die. Because she has the crest, she's got the Crest of Light. It's very important. Wizamon dies. It's very sad.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was those were the episodes. What do you think of that one?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I watched the movie. It just didn't feel. I know it's anime. There's really not a lot happened. That's all. But I'm sure it would be. It would mean more to me if I was a fan.
Not a lot happens in season two.
No.
There are a couple of good scenes. Like for my favorite scene, and I've mentioned this so many times on the podcast, so everyone's probably sick of me saying it. But like in episode 40 something, the kids in this season have never killed the Digimon.
No,
because the Digimon are all under control by the Black Rings, so they're actually good Digimon.
Right.
So they destroy the Black Rings, good Digimon again. However, some actually bad Digimon show up.
Right.
And they're like, we can't kill them. And there's this scene in the shadows when Kari and Tai are in their bedroom and they're just looking at each other and say, we have to tell them that they have to kill Digimon.
Oh.
And it's this really, like, well-done scene because they're saying, we always had to kill Digimon because we were stuck in the digital world. Digimon were just trying to kill us, not for any good reason, just because we were there. And we had to kill Digimon all the time.
It's a really heart-to-heart talk. Back when we were kids in your age, we used to kill Digimon... With digi tire irons.
Jeez.
Yeah, just like we just go around murdering. We went on murderer sprees in the digi world.
There's also another episode 02 where people say it's probably the best, where Hikari's got some weird, like, weirdness.
Weirdness,
got it. And she's like teleported to this, like, middle dimension somewhere between the digital world and the real world called the Dark Ocean.
And then
there's a lighthouse.
I've seen this on TV. Oh, I hadn't seen that, but I saw the lighthouse that has... I remember this when I was a kid. That's crazy.
And that's, like, people...
And she goes on a self-exploratory journey.
Yeah, and they say... And Cthulhu says, hey, you should be my queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yes, yeah, it's this weird sort of dimension. That one's considered the best episode. So, I believe it's the same writer as Serial Experiments Lane and the third season of Digimon. And that's quite good.
Richard.
That's about it.
Okay, yeah.
Episodes in season two. It's sad.
It's sad. I'm sad. I don't even know Wizard Mon. He wasn't even an acquaintance, but, you know, so I'm sad.
Yeah, well, Kari knew him for, like, one day.
Oh.
And she was still very sad when he died.
So she's like, well, get away from the window. We've had enough of this.
But Tailmon probably knew him for, like, years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we watched some Digimans.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts? Still like the movie better?
Yeah, I guess. Well, the movie's made to be more likeable.
Yeah, well, I like the movie, especially, like, the second part of the movie. But yeah, I just thought I'd show you those episodes to sort of show you what August 1st was. And those are the two episodes I really thought of. I was also considering showing you the first episode of episode 1.
No, but I remember it.
It is so, like... Yeah, it's very basic. Like, they go to the digital world, and it's basically, like, 20 minutes of you learning names.
Yeah.
But it's not just the seven kids' names. It's also their seven Digimon. And when they evolve in that episode... their names. So you learn seven children and 14 Digimon names, and then you also have Kuagamon.
Right,
it was a big red beetle. So I was kind of like, no.
I remember that. That's the one they fight. They have to digivolve to fight him. I remember that.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that still had more content than...
Yeah, but I thought I'd show you these ones because these explicitly mention August 1st, and there are lots of Digimon episodes in other seasons that have sort of like slight references to August 1st because they know that fans celebrate it. Like, I've heard that every day on August 1st in Japan there is actually a real life meeting of people who just hang out at the Fuji building.
That's pretty lame, but I have to respect people and their interests, I suppose.
So yeah, that's August 1st. Okay. And that is why we sit here today and do this podcast. It's a holiday for the Digimon fans.
Yeah, cool.
As every year, because August 1st happens once a year.
That's true. That's accurate. I've checked that. That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, so any other thoughts about the Digimons?
No.
All right, I have the outro to read, which, because I didn't think this through, I don't actually have up at the moment. So I have to log into my Evernote. But, yeah, so any favourite characters that you noticed in either of those episodes?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, the bloke next to you.
Not really. I like it when he uses ears as hands. That was my favourite part.
Oh, yeah, Coromon eating the watermelon?
That's my favourite part.
I love Coromon.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I liked when Wizardmon showed up in the second episode.
It's fine. Sad.
But yeah, it has a lot of meaning because... He died in the first season, and it was a really sad moment, and everyone thinks it's one of the saddest moments. It's always sad when they actually kill permanently a Digimon.
Yeah, he'll probably come back. He'll be fine.
Nope, dead.
No, he'll be fine.
No, he's dead.
He'll come back.
Like Chocomon.
He's on a farm.
Digimon don't really die. There's actually a theory that Digimon who die in the human world don't actually get reborn. If they die in the digital world, they get taken to Primary Village and their eggs again, but they die in the real world, apparently they can't. It's never actually stated, but that's just what we know.
That makes similar to in The Matrix, which was also released in 1999, as same as the first season of Digimon.
Yep.
If you die in The Matrix, you die in the real world.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
Probably a bit of a rip-off there, and maybe a copyright infringement. We'll see how that goes.
Well, if you die in the real world, you die in real life. That's just called... That's not a reference or a rip-off. That's just what happens.
No, if you die in The Matrix, which is the digital world...
But if you die...
You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm seeing a lot of similarities about these two movies or two shows.
Well, it was in that time where they were talking about being digital in the internet, so I can imagine. Also, Wizardmon... not actually technically from the digital world. He is from another Tamagotchi V-Pet. She's from a world like...
Digital Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi, yes.
So he's from like a different universe, sort of.
He could be from the Matrix universe, for all we know.
He could be.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are some fun facts. Were they fun?
I'm having fun.
We'll go watch some other anime now?
Yeah, we can.
Like Arjun?
Yeah.
Not Digimon.
Arjun's okay.
Arjun's good. And it's all Psycho Pass.
Yeah, I don't mind that stuff.
Yeah, well, we can play Rabbids. Your favourite. Okay, so thanks for listening. As always, this is a commentary episode, so obviously I won't be deleting silences or editing it as much as I usually do because it's a commentary episode. So everything's in the description. Our Redbubble, any contact links like emailing us at lostintranslationmod@gmail.com. Our SoundCloud, where you can message us or comment on this episode. Our Twitter, which is @TranslationMod. And Lost in Translation Mod on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we always have a discussion thread on With the Will, and I put up a red thread in the Digimon subreddit once this has been uploaded. And we would appreciate any reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other list podcast listening app that you use, because ratings really assist people finding out about the podcast. And you can also send messages to me to pass on to Brady, because Brady would like some compliments. Brady has gone to sleep now.
Mm. Yeah? No, I'm good.
And we have a website, vote in polls, check out our release schedule, and check out our blog post. Like today, I made one that said that Digimon Savers was now up to pre-order at JB Hi-Fi in Australia. So that's exciting.
Corporate chill.
It's very exciting. I like Digimon Savers. It's probably one of my favourite seasons. He punches the Digimon, the main character, the human. He doesn't wear goggles and he punches Digimon.
Mm.
It's baller. Anyway, so you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description as well, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a list of Slack chat group, but there are higher levels with more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, Stevie, who is Stevie Patamon on Tumblr, and Taste Commissions, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki, the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Hirolato, who is @FightFengWang on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, and Inkit.com @RydenAllen, Stephen Reeves, who is @WildWick64 on Archive of Our Own, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, Delady Bugman, who you can find their anime blog on bogaboroga.wordpress.com, Glitchgoat, Matthew, Anthony, who is at Antoclassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr, Quinn, Sithobi, Megan, Kaliak, Neobu, The Time Optimist, SilverheadFreak25, who is at SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Nicholas, Anthony Z, Harrison, and Michael C. You can also make one donation on our PayPal, which you found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. And make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye! You want to say bye, Brady?
No, I'm good.
Okay, bye.